Hey girly, what your name is? Ass so fat, but that way so famous. So I'll get you as long as I get a woody. You can pack, pack, but your neck, oh baby.
From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it is Podzilla After Dark here on the 1985 Network.
That's close enough.
My name's Shannon Young. Be host tonight. Very tired.
Down to the blue latte.
It ain't enough. Ain't enough.
You didn't do it.
You're gonna have to put the coffee directly into my veins. Just tap directly into it. Jesse Kimble down at the end of the table.
That's me.
Mrs. Doubtfire next to me, who wants to give out life advice.
It's funny you make that reference because I've been watching Robin Williams movies all day.
The one thing you all right, so there's one I think the one unspoken rule on Podzilla 1985 is you don't want to irritate Shannon to a point that he will go after you. Because there's no one as vicious as I am and as irritating as I can be when I'm pissed at somebody. And Lindsay knows that because I've done this on this show many times.
Yeah.
To the point that she's like, the one time literally said, fuck you to me, if you remember correctly.
One time?
last night I gave Allie half-hearted attempt at it, and I almost drove her to quit the show just because I was in a mood. So Lindsay Wolfgang's here.
Hi.
She sounded so angry on the pre-show. Not Lindsay, Allie.
She was. She was getting super irritated, and I like to push the right buttons. So, hey, Mandy Kennedy.
Hey.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say tonight's episode is brought to you by Crispy Hexagons Corn and Rice Cereal.
I'm hungry.
Sorry.
Is that the knockoff Chex Mix?
Yeah, Crispy Hexagons.
When you
want to, when you want to be so precise with your product label that you really want to call it what it is. I had to choose between that or there's a.
I mean, they had to go with something that there's zero way could be copyrighted anywhere.
What should we call our new cereal that we ripped off? Crispy Hexagons.
Can't copyright hexagon,
aren't
right?
Aren't they like square?
Or crispy?
They're not even hexagons, really.
I also almost used this drink that's literally called Hee-Haw. I'm going to show it to you. It looks like a Mountain Dew ripoff.
No!
Yeah, it's definitely Mountain Dew.
All of this soda is so fuck with. Get the fuck out.
And it's literally called Hee-Haw.
Oh, you know, I did actually find out a few years ago that Mountain Dew has like... In addition to the video game crowd that you frequently see Mountain Dew associated with, rednecks, apparently it rates highly in that group. I found this out from a friend of mine's ex-fiance. Like, she'd always judge people that drank Mountain Dew because she thought it was just rednecks that did it. It's like, oh, no, video game people like it too. And really, Mountain Dew is delicious. Like, there's
I go back and forth on Mountain Dew.
I love Mountain Dew.
I haven't had Mountain Dew in years, but I love Mountain Dew.
See, if I haven't had Mountain Dew for years, and then it's like, hey, do you want Mountain Dew? I'm like, oh yeah, let me suck that down. I'll suck the chrome off that can. But I can't drink Mountain Dew regularly like I do Pepsi. Pepsi's the only soda I can drink regularly. Even Dr. Pepper is a sporadic thing.
I like Dr. Pepper, but it's like I got to be craving Dr. Pepper. Right now, I've been obsessed with Pepsi's Cherry Vanilla.
I've never tried
that. It's so good.
I don't go for those fancy Pepsis.
It just
looked
good.
Just good old-fashioned Pepsi.
And then I drank it, and I was like, ooh.
I really did fall in love with there was a Sprite that we had. No, it was a 7-Up that we had here. It was Cherry 7-Up, I think, or something. I don't remember. But it was so good that I went searching for it, and I never could find a pack of it. Lindsay's completely out of this conversation because she doesn't drink soda.
Those Mountain Dews, like Voltage.
Livewire.
Oh, I drank
Code Red.
Code Red.
Will forever be like...
There's one more.
I love Livewire because
the other one is Light Whiteout.
Yeah, I never drank that.
There's even more
one.
Now. There's like
Livewire and the what was the orange one?
Dark. Livewire is the orange one.
That's the one.
Voltage was
liked.
The blue one. That's
Voltage,
what I was thinking.
Yeah, Voltage is also
God,
really
I love
good.
Voltage.
Livewire was only supposed to be for a summer.
Yeah,
because
they had Mountain Dew and then they introduced Code Red and that became like a solid one. And then one summer they're like, check out Livewire. It's only here for a limited time, and it never went away.
Well, that was like
I bought cases of that because I liked
too.
It so much.
At one time, so we had a house with like 8 friends in it,
the Wouse,
give or take. Yeah, the Wouse, because they all played World of Warcraft. And I literally went to Sam's, and I had Mountain Dew, Livewire, and Voltage, like 12 packs just lying in the fridge.
And then, ma'am, did you want to buy all the soda? It's limited time!
Well, and then I was stoked when they put a Baja Blast out in a can, because you'd only get that at Taco Bell. And I was like, oh. No, it wasn't near as good. But when they put Vault, did you ever drink Vault?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Lindsay, remember Vault?
No.
That's what we used to drink. Shit. Well, I used to drink at Steve and Barry's. Remember?
Was that what you would get?
That was what the energy drink they had in their vending machines. I drank shit out of Vault back then.
I don't good. Remember. I drink water because I'm boring.
The day that they took it off Fountain was such a sad day for me.
Because Vault was like, it was like energy drink soda.
Yeah.
Well, because it was basically Surge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like it was different. Like it wasn't exactly the same, but it was real close to Surge.
Then you could still get in the bottle and the cans, and then those just vanished, and it was so upsetting. Yep. That'll still be one of my favorite soda energy drink things.
I used to drink Jolt Cola back before like regulations stopped them from making it, because it was like 40 times the caffeine, and I had heart problems when I was 8.
Yeah, back when I was in high school, and it seemed
I'm not
like...
mad at you. Stop looking like I'm mad at you, please. I'm not angry at you.
He's stroking Lindsay, trying to get her involved.
Stroking
her. It's probably stroking that nice hoodie because they
it feels
soft.
Really good.
It's a nice material. Nice.
I like that hoodie. Although, I wish she had worn her. Did you? No, she doesn't have her like super fuzzy jacket.
No, I don't have the fuzzy jacket on.
Someone
today.
Goes
it's not
like
cold enough.
Rob their house and goes to Lindsay in her closet. It's just like all the Voltron hoodies.
Not
and
yet. Jackets. I only have two so far.
Who the fuck
far?
Am I robbing?
What the fuck? I'll have more later.
Well, really, her closet probably is like 30% jackets.
No, I have a closet dedicated to jackets and hoodies.
Not yet, although I did buy another one. It's getting there. The jackets are downstairs. Mm.
Tonight's show also brought to you by Imitation Pasteurized Processed Cheese Food.
Ew.
Velveeta?
No, I said what it is.
Hey, well, yeah, are you talking?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I like Velveeta.
I know, right?
I mean, there's nothing wrong. Well, okay, there's a lot of things
I'm
wrong.
I'm sure there's wrong, but when you put that in your mouth and it goes down your throat, it's so good.
I mean, it makes a great cheese dip, I'll admit.
Last night's show was brought to you by Memories of Butter.
Memories of Butter. Does butter have a conscience?
That is what is on the tub.
Memories of Butter.
Suddenly, fuck butter sounds like a real thing.
Man, fuck, I can't believe it's not butter. I'd rather have memories of butter.
Right? Remember butter? I got memories.
I guess it sticks with you.
We also got beef pasta skillet meal.
Is that Hamburger Helper?
Probably.
Salt and salt potato chips.
What?
That's
so heart attack in a bag?
Three salts.
Salt and salt.
Shannon's blood pressure just went up. Oh. He's been working so hard. Just reading the title.
Of course, MFC, my favorite chicken. Boreos.
I still think cream betweens were better.
Yeah.
Dr. Bob.
I showed you Dr. Bob.
You did.
Did he have Shoutin' Mountain too?
Not yet, but I do like next to the life box. You're going to want that. Live it up.
There's life and there's live it up.
Which one do you pick? Or do you take them both to live it up in life?
I would be
dump
looking
them in one bowl.
I'd look at it and go, oh, I don't know. I don't like life, but I would like to live it up. This is a hard choice for me. Oh, God bless you, bootlegs. You make everybody happy. It's the first Thursday show of 2019, and we don't have anything to talk about.
It doesn't feel like a Thursday.
Yeah,
like,
I completely...
My week is so jacked.
You want to know what's terrible feeling? Huh? I came to this realization today. You know what year this is now?
2019.
It's the year of our Lord, 2019.
Uh-huh.
You know what next year is?
2020.
The next presidential election.
That means we gotta go all through this crap again.
How the fuck is it already time to elect the president again? Trump was just elected last week.
I mean, it feels like that.
Also, that means that Trump will probably make it all 4 years. I put this in the group chat. I don't know if you saw it, Jesse.
No, I didn't.
I was ranting. Yeah, Trump will probably make it all 4 years, and there's a good chance he'll be reelected.
I mean, in fairness, there's almost a full 2 years left of Trump's presidency.
That's true. I mean, when I say 2019, technically it is accurate that next year is the presidential election, but that's not until November.
But you know campaigning and stuff is going to start this year.
Oh, it legitimately started the moment he was elected. He's been doing campaign rallies since the beginning. He has not stopped. He's like a giant orange machine.
Posers.
And there's a bunch of people that are already like, normally you don't announce until like that year or maybe a little bit before that you're running for president. But there's already a lot of rumblings of people talking about announcing like within a couple of months from now.
Everybody wants it. Everybody wants it really quick.
Yeah, people just want to get Trump out of there. so badly.
I also have a couple of, God damn it, Tanner, quit replying to photos. It's killing me. I have a couple of nominations for Motherfucker of the Week. For our first Motherfucker of the Week of 2019.
Of the year.
What'd I say? Of the week? Of the year. So my first thought was Floyd Mayweather. Money Mayweather?
Yeah. He's just a douche.
I saw a fight where he, I guess he went to Japan, and or it was an Asian country. I don't know if it was Japan. I'm pretty sure it was Japan.
Name-wise, looked like Japanese.
He did a exhibition match and won because he's the best boxer in history, more or less. Like, let's
he's
be
the
fair.
Best of the game as it stands.
Yeah.
He was just taunting with a smile on his face the whole time.
He was like throwing out fake punches. He was like crotch chopping. He was like the biggest asshole in the world. And like, I get that you're that good, but when you go over there and, you know, just to treat it like a joke, like, I hate that the most talented people, the people that get the most talent, like that natural raw talent, are the biggest assholes you can think of.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's conceited enough to have a picture of himself on his shorts.
He would do well in wrestling.
True.
Probably.
Funny enough, he actually did wrestle a match in WWE.
Really?
Yeah, a couple years ago. He fought the Big Show at WrestleMania. Knocked him out, of course. Because Big Show loses to everybody at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
He also lost to Akebono.
That sounds right.
I don't know. Sumo wrestler.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, I could see Big Floyd Mayweather, like, after he retires from boxing, doing some stuff with WWE.
I think he is retired.
Really?
He's officially retired. That's why he did the exhibition match. Because his last fight before that was against McGregor.
Yeah, I figured they were going to have another one.
With McGregor?
Yeah.
Maybe this time in the octagon?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
To see what Floyd Mayweather tries to do when
I'm surprised they won't. God, they made so much money off of that fight.
And that's why they did it. Yeah. It was a bullshit fight. But whatever. So yeah, I was going to make him the Motherfucker of the Week just because he's such an asshole.
But something else happened.
Well, then I read this story about Tiffany Haddish. I don't know how to pronounce her name correctly. I think it's Haddish, something like that. She's an actress. She's an African-American actress. You may have seen her in Keanu, or you probably didn't because no one watched it.
You did.
I did. I thought it was serviceable. You know Keanu?
I did not watch Keanu.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, yeah, about
the
dog.
About the kitten.
Oh, kitten.
Well,
that was it.
Jesse already played his hand.
Yep.
Too early.
No, I mean, I know I haven't seen it. I remember it being about a pet. That's all I remember.
I watched John Wick finally.
Because it was
that's one movie off the list.
Funny enough, Keanu was voiced by
Keanu Reeves. And it was a Key and Peele movie.
It was a Key and Peele movie. Yeah. Well, Tiffany Haddish, apparently someone gave her a like fur coat. And she I don't understand why I can hear the audio for this. Normally I can't hear this audio and now I can and it's bothering me. But she did, she got a fur coat and she posted a video with this fur coat saying that she's protesting and she's going to wear animal fur every day until black people stop or cops stop killing black people. And that's her protest, is that she's going to wear real fur and buy fur clothes in protest of cops killing black
people.
That
has nothing to do with.
It's two camps came out about this. One that said she's getting exactly what she wanted because people are talking about it. People that don't care about black lives are up in arms about what she's doing to animals. And then the other camp is that's stupid. And even Russell Simmons, who is, I still believe he is the CEO of Def Jam Records, came out and said, like, I really wish you'd rethink this because, you know, making others suffer is not going to help the cause. But I'm an animal lover. Everyone knows that. I'm a big animal rights guy. And I'm also a Black Lives Matter guy. I'm both. You can believe in all life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty fucked up. And I think she's being really stupid for the protest. Because it's less of a pro. It almost feels like it's just an excuse to wear fur.
Yeah.
It does feel a little bit like that.
Which I never understood the obsession with fur to begin with.
It's fuzzy.
It's very fuzzy.
So was the thing you have.
I know.
And it's not made of real fur.
No, mine's fake.
Yeah.
I had a rabbit coat that was my mom's.
Apparently real fur is more durable.
Yeah, see, it bothers me though. Like I don't like the
and warmer, from my understanding.
Now, wool is one thing.
Really? It's not any warmer.
You know, because you want to.
I don't know. I've never actually worn fur.
You gotta shear the
outside of wool.
But you know,
which
others.
Is technically fur.
Making animals into clothes. Not a fan.
Well, I mean,
isn't leather
what they
technically
used to do before the faux?
Not really fur.
It's not fur, but it is definitely animal.
Yeah.
Oh, that leather.
And people still wear leather.
You come for the Vikings.
You know,
I've got plenty
you
of
just
pleather.
Wear that shit.
I wear pleather.
My pleather
Same.
Coat's on the back.
Yeah,
of
I'm
my
pretty
shirt
sure
right
all
now.
Of my quote leather jackets are pleather because they were not like $500.
Right.
Yeah, real leather.
They were
expensive.
Like $25.
Well, not only that, but like most people can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Some stuff you can. Like, some of that leather shit's real nice.
When it's shiny and plasticky, then it's not.
Yeah. But
apparently, it's something to do with, again, durability. Like, actual leather will last, forever.
If you take care of it properly.
But I want to know why it's offensive if you wear, like, leather boots. Like, legit leather boots. It's offensive if you wear leather boots or a fur coat because they're made of animals. I'm sorry, I was reversed that. It's okay to do that. Like, yeah, there's protests, but you can buy fur coats. You can buy leather stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm. But when, like, Ed Gein wore the skin of the people he killed, everyone got upset.
God damn it.
And, like, I don't get the double standard there. Like, why can we... Is it okay to wear animal skin, but you put people skin on and everyone looks at you funny?
Yeah.
Your move, atheist.
What the fuck? I don't... What?
Ed Gein was the...
I know what the joke is. You, like, basically, you threw me with that, and then, like, as I was thinking of things to say, you throw your move atheists out there.
I shook Jesse.
And I don't know what to say about it.
Jesse's all shook up, and I love it.
I can't come up with anything. Like,
so that's...
I'm at a loss for words.
That's who I would say would be the motherfuckers of the week, you know?
Yeah, because on the one hand, like, I do... Like that, I like anything that gets more people talking about that movement in, you know, a peaceful way. But on the other hand, like, what are you really doing? Like, wearing fur every day doesn't sound like it's.
Let's see if she still wears fur every day when the temperatures get back up to 100 degrees.
I was gonna say,
then she'll find new animals to kill. Like this,
and she'll start wearing feathers.
She'll be basically Mr. Burns. See my vest, made for real gorilla chest.
And loafers, former gophers.
What was that? Or skin my chauffeurs? See this hat? 'Twas my cat. My evening wears vampire bat.
It's a Simpsons joke.
Great.
PETA issued a statement to Tiffany Haddish and her vow to wear fur every day until they stop killing black people, saying, "We love you, Tiffany, and as an animal rights organization, we advocate for and believe in kindness towards all, including animals. We hope that you choose to protest in a different way that doesn't harm any humans or any animals, but is kind to all." So,
at least that's a clean way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly a much different... whenever I think of PETA, I think back to, like, whenever PETA was in the news a whole lot in the 90s and 2000s. You know, like, they're the ones out there throwing, like, blood on people, like, having ridiculous outrages, from the most ridiculous stuff. That's what I think of when I think PETA. So hearing that coming out, it's like, oh, what, is this a kinder, gentler PETA than
after
I remember?
After they did the whole, instead of saying bringing the bacon home or whatever, say this.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, I
did. They made you change words, so, like, instead
because
of...
Because it promoted, like... Because
it was animal offensiveness.
Yeah. I don't remember all of them, but yeah.
But when she says, you know, I'm going to wear... This is literally her quote. I'm going to wear fur every day until they stop killing black people. When the police stop killing black people, I'll stop wearing fur. It's my new protest. So sorry, PETA. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at the police. That's... my new protest is I'm going to eat Outback every day until...
We can't afford that.
So sorry, wallet. Don't be mad at me.
To the banks. Don't be mad at me, banks. Just give me the money. Like,
yeah.
I'm
going to do this one thing that I really want to do, and I'm going to say it's because of something else, and that way you can't get mad at me for it. Because I'm a hero now. You know. I don't know. Fuck her. She ain't that funny anyway. She bombed at her... you know what? You guys don't even know who Tiffany Haddish is.
I have no clue.
People listening
is.
Right now have no idea who she is. There's no point in talking about her any further.
Because the name does sound familiar. I'm gonna look her up real
she's
quick.
She's an actress. She was in that movie with Kevin Hart that came out a little while, like Night School or whatever. She was the teacher in that.
That
yeah.
was funny.
She's been in a lot of stuff recently.
She has. And I guess she's a comic. I don't know. I know Cat Williams put her, quote unquote, on blast. That's the kids still say, probably. And said that she's not a comedian until she does a full set and all this. So she did a stand up in New York, I believe. And I believe it was New York. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But it bombed so bad, people left her in the middle of it. And she ended up just drinking on stage with people that stayed.
Dang.
Yeah.
I thought you might say the motherfucker of the week is like whoever leaked that one. Wrestlers photos, is that who had nudes?
We didn't even put that on the show last night because, like, I don't know who leaked it. So there's a website
yeah
that I actually used to go to called Celeb Jihad, and it had all of these
leaked photos.
It was like the gimmick was that they were Islamic extremists, but they post like nude videos of actors and stuff like that. And I'm going to be honest with you. I like women. I like nude women. They look mm-hmm. wonderful to me. So I used to go to this website, but they also post all these leaked things like hacker stuff. And they posted the Toni Storm pictures. And it was a while back. I'd already made the decision, but it just doubled down on me that I'm never going to do that again because of how terrible that is. But yeah, they leaked it, of course. And she deleted all of her social media. She basically
smart.
She went off the radar.
Yeah.
And I know that I shouldn't have gone to, I think I went to 41 Mania because they posted an article about it. And the thing that was said on there was a bunch of people that were saying, well, she shouldn't take pictures of herself naked. If she didn't take pictures of herself naked, this wouldn't happen. And I used to say that. And that's when I realized what an asshole I used to be.
Because you can go back to like there was an old show where you actually asked like several
how many
of
people
us
have,
if
how
we,
people
have, said, if we yeah. had sent nude pics to people.
Steven was the surprising one. Because I'm pretty sure literally everyone raised their hand, including Steven.
Yeah.
And that was shocking.
That was accurate.
Me. But yeah, so if you're curious about it, if you didn't see my Facebook post, it is absolutely not her fault for like taking naked pictures of herself. Mm-hmm. If you want to take naked pictures of yourself with your phone, like that should absolutely be your fucking right. I don't understand why people would blame like I like someone's argument and
you know,
of course,
they probably have creepy fucking picture on their phones they wouldn't want leaked.
Yeah.
Whether it's nudes of them or anything.
Someone posted this and they were like, oh, that's completely different. You know that's different because I got in an argument with a guy over it. But someone said, well, that's like telling someone with stuff in their house, well, you shouldn't have bought this stuff.
Right.
You shouldn't have an expectation to keep your stuff private. You know, you shouldn't have filled your house with things because you're just inviting people to steal from it. Well, that's not the same thing, and you know it.
How's it different, though?
That's so shitty. That's so shitty. I don't have any nude pictures of me floating around on the internet. I don't have any on my phone. And as far as I know, nobody has it on their phone. But it's not because like I'm scared of my privacy. I just don't look good enough to take naked pictures. If I looked good, if I had a sexy body, there would be nothing but naked pictures on my phone. My background would be a naked picture of me. And so would Allie's, and so would Lindsay's, and Bob's.
Because you would just take my phone and put
it
on it.
I would be handing that shit out like candy at Halloween. So if ever I get to a point where I can like look at myself naked and be super happy, oh, you're all getting it. I'll just send naked pictures.
Unsolicited dick pics all the time.
Well, it's not just dick pics, though, because dick pics, that's creepy. It's full body.
You gotta have the abs in there.
You gotta have the abs and the chest muscles and stuff, because if it's just a picture of your dick, I could send you a picture of my dick now, you wouldn't know I was out of shape. It's just a dick. You need the proof.
Guess that's fair.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Yeah, it's logic.
It's fair.
It's logic. So, yeah, I know a couple people that have probably looked at the pictures. In fact, I know a couple people that have looked at the pictures. And
this
I'm not
is
gonna,
the first time even hearing about it.
I'm not going to call them out for it because, you know, it's like talking to a fucking brick wall. Don't look at this attractive girl naked. I'm going to look at this attractive girl naked. Because Jesse and I'm going to put Jesse on blast. When the original Fappening happened, and I put this on Facebook.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. We both looked.
We all looked. So, how that started, though, like we were just sitting, and it was like me, Bob, and Shannon, and
it was just us three. We were just hanging out on the couch.
Yeah, we were just hanging out on the couch, and there was some movie or commercial on TV, and I think it was Bob that was like, has she been naked yet? And then, like, I was like, I'm pretty sure she has it. Shannon confirmed. He's like, well, I'm going to check real quick. So Shannon starts looking at it, and like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like,
happened, Jesse. It's called like, the Fappening.
Yeah, apparently we were like a week late on it. But yeah, like the week prior, that's when all the photos of Jennifer Lawrence hit the internet.
And I felt so this is a peek into like how terrible I was and still am to a degree. But like there was that feeling of excitement of like, oh, wow, Jennifer Lawrence was naked. Kate Upton. I love Kate Upton. I've been in love with her forever. She's naked. I can't wait to see this. And it later on, it hit me that's like, what a fucking dirtbag that you were. Like, it's not like she took these pictures for you and like, oh, here's a naked picture of me. She took them for like her boyfriend or husband. Yeah. And now all these people are just like looking at it.
Staring.
Yeah. And like, I felt awful. And I truly felt awful. I would ask that anyone that is thinking about doing that, don't do it. Like, have some fucking respect. You know?
Yeah.
Big Lee. Specifically, don't go look at the pictures. And she's not the first wrestler that had it. Paige had it bad. They almost ruined her fucking life with the naked pictures that she
wasn't
took.
It the video that was she really got in trouble with the video?
She took a lot of videos. Like, she had a bunch of videos and pictures of her naked and having sex and stuff like that. But again, like, you shouldn't condemn people for that because it's their fucking life. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Right. No, you condemn the people that stole it.
Right. You should not.
That can't, like, have their own life and got to fuck with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one, like, if I want to have sex and record it and the person I'm with says okay and it's for us and it's private, that should just, that's it. That's mm-hmm. private. You know, what the fuck ever. It's infuriating.
Yeah.
It's absolutely infuriating. And this shit's never going to stop. Because the people that hack these people, instead of doing something like really productive with their lives, this is what they do with it. Yeah. This is what they do with their fucking intelligence.
Let's be completely fair. They're not hacking these people. Like, the way they're getting a lot of these, from my understanding, is just guessing at their passwords and their their cloud stuff.
Because no one understands the cloud.
It's because I hate the iCloud. That's why I don't use it.
Well, they're probably iCloud, smart for that.
Because the iCloud, I don't know if there's even a way to...
Every time I get on Photoshop, it's like, iCloud. And I'm like, fuck you, iCloud. Go away. Go join Bixby over in the corner that I don't care about.
Yeah, fuck Bixby.
Fucking Bixby.
Bixby gets me every time.
I shut that button down.
As soon as I tap it, I'm like, no.
Because it takes a few seconds for it to load up, and it's like, here comes Bixby.
You want to update? Fuck no, bitch. I want you to leave.
Why don't you guys have the button disabled?
How do you do that?
Pass your phones around.
No, I can't give you my phone. No, I'm just
kidding. Jesse, don't leak anything.
Oh, man, even the background picture is leakable.
I'm going to hand him my phone, too. Oh, trust me, you're not going to find... Unless you really want to see other people naked, that's not me. Don't look at my phone.
Huh?
Jesse?
You said you would delete those pictures.
I will, baby. Once I get them uploaded to the cloud.
Once he makes copies to plaster his room in them. That's his new wallpaper.
Plaster my room in them? Yeah. I know what you mean.
Oh, that's gross.
Ew.
That's so gross.
It's like that scene from Scary Movie. Where it's like a hose and it's just like spraying everywhere. Oh.
All right.
While Jesse's doing that, let's talk about something fun. We'll stop talking about these anger things.
Yeah, because I just got to find where it's at. I know you can do it because I've done it on my phone.
So we are a national, actually, we're a global podcast, I'm proud to say.
Yay.
We have listeners all over the world.
Fuck yeah.
But we also very much love the community that's around us. And we got big news this week coming from Cape Comic Con that I know Lindsay is very excited about.
Yes.
Veronica Taylor, the first Ash Ketchum voice actress, is going to be at Comic-Con this year here in Cape Girardeau.
That's so excited.
We saw her at like ICC. So yeah. That's like crazy that she's going to be at Archon.
Well, see, I'm excited that, yes, she's Ash Ketchum, but she is also Sailor Pluto.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Keep pounding that table.
Sorry.
She does do
I'm
that.
I'm excitable.
She is that.
And they already announced it too, but that is coming up, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And it was the first we heard about it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody snitches around here.
Snitches are bitches and get thrown in ditches.
Huh.
I also hear they get stitches. Haven't verified
after
that.
After they get out of the ditch.
After they get out of the ditch.
Are you going through my phone? Come
only on
man.
The settings, I promise. It's just the settings. I'm trying to stumble back into where that button is.
Trying to find my naked pics.
So we can upload them to the cloud and re-download them later.
She just has them very well hidden.
I don't. They're like...
in your gallery? Right,
because yeah, I do feel weird just holding your phone for a while. I'm going to look it up on mine, and you could pass it back when I figure it out.
Okay.
Also, your phone is...
sound and vibration.
Wanted to turn it up for you.
I guess I don't... To go back to that topic, I don't know why girls take so many naked pictures of themselves in the mirror. That's been a thing for years.
Because they look good?
The naked selfie. Oh, that must be why. I don't know. Yeah, because...
Some women like to do it because they feel it's empowering.
And I more power to them. I know when I do it, I don't feel empowered.
No, when I do it, like, I am begged. Like,
to not do it?
No. Well, now, yeah. back when I sent the pictures, though.
I like to shame myself, you know? Like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Does your milkshake bring all the boys to the yard? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I've only sent a handful of naked pictures ever in my life. I think I sent one. I sent a topless one to my friend Michelle, formerly known as Michelle. Did I ever send you a naked picture?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I apparently sent one to Allie. Yeah.
How do you not remember this?
I don't remember many things. All I know, because apparently I took it, like, I got up and took it in the middle of the night, even though, like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay. But I've never sent a naked picture in the daytime when I was coherent.
Huh.
Huh. I have.
If you want a naked picture from Shannon, please email us at Cockzilla.
Cockzilla.
Podzilla1985.
I will get that email, by the way.
All right, if one of you motherfuckers...
Can I just, like, uninstall Bixby?
If you don't, send an email to Cockzilla at Podzilla1985.com. I'm going to be super disappointed in you.
We shall just
Actually is in Bixby home, though. All right, I'm finding this.
Oh, so I have to press the fucking button?
Yep. Lindsay, have you ever sent naked pictures to a guy?
You know the answer to that.
I do. You're like a little supermodel.
All right, since the Bixby button doesn't work on my phone because I disabled the damn thing.
Oh, wait, I think your brother listens to this show. I hope he doesn't.
Oh, he does, because he actually liked us on...
He did, but doesn't mean he listens to it.
Wait,
if Wesley...
Brother?
Huh?
Yeah, because I know my brother listens.
Oh, yeah. A lot of brothers going to learn some things tonight that they may not want to learn.
I'm sure he knows.
Why would he know?
Or assumes, why? Not knows.
But I don't want to interact with Bixby.
I know.
Sorry,
they're going to
say you don't
want to
interact with your brother. Like, sorry, Wesley. All
right, I got it turned off on Shannon.
Woo! Fucking Bixby.
Go next. Because
I never
stuff?
Set Bixby up to begin with.
I didn't either.
I did because I really liked him for about a week.
Pass that back to Shannon. You shouldn't have to.
So if I press Bixby, nothing's going to happen.
That is correct.
Can I change it to a different button? Like maybe I press this button to order Pizza Hut directly?
Unfortunately not.
So this button is much like my penis. It's just dead and limp.
Yeah, kind of.
Sounds about right.
I'm pushing this button. Nothing's happening. Not going to miss Bixby.
You'll have no one to chime in randomly.
He was there for me at night when I was trying to hit other buttons.
It's a girl.
That randomly talks to you, and then you're wondering why you're hearing someone in the middle
Welcome
of the night.
Welcome to Bixby.
Wait, so how do I access my Samsung Health now? Because I may want to actually check
my
pulse.
It's not great to meet you. Shut up.
I'm going to look it up real quick. Lindsay, you run the show real quick.
Oh, you don't want me to do that.
Oh, I found it.
Okay.
I found it. We're going to do a live reading
Okay,
real
so
quick
I guess you do have to actually sign in with your Samsung
what are you
account
live
first.
Reading?
I don't want
my heart rate.
It's not worth it to me.
To show you
to turn
how.
Turn off the button?
It's really not.
Show you how terrible guys I am.
Because I don't remember any of that crap.
Just create an account real quick. All you need to do is create an account just to get into Bixby
no,
so you can disable the button.
My password is fuck Bixby. How do you spell Bixby?
How do you spell Bixby?
B-I-X-B-Y.
I got it. Oh, I put an X for the C. I tried to censor my fuck.
I tried to censor my fuck.
Oh, apparently I already have it. How's my password invalid? Oh, I have to create it.
So this is my beats per minute by just sitting here. 99 BPM.
You know what? I'm
just
going to deal
here.
With the button.
I'm at 82.
Well, you're a little high. I'm extremely high. Apparently my heart is like...
I don't know if mine does my heart.
My heart hates me.
Yours does not.
But to be fair, anything between 72 to like 100 is okay.
Yeah. I mean, like athletes are down in like the 60s, but
oh, that's
insane.
I burned 88 calories with my 2,493 steps.
Goddamn, Allie got a
which
Fitbit.
Is so bad.
Which I don't think Allie's used her Fitbit since we bought it. Mm-hmm. But she bought a Fitbit, and for the first 2 or 3 days, that's the only fucking thing I heard. I did literally, she was like, I did 30,000 steps today. I burned like 6,000 calories. I'm like, I don't think you set that up right.
Yeah. When I worked at Wings, I had like 12,000 steps all the time.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds about right for a bartender,
yeah, running,
server,
fucking everywhere. Now I don't get like maybe make 1,000 in a day.
That's why I like going to St. Louis and walking around the malls and stuff, because my Bixby's be like, you did your daily? And I'm like, yeah, I did. Bitch. Yeah,
whatever we did the other conventions when I had that watch, like I would get the notifications like, you
you
did great
goal.
On your steps today. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had one of those.
And you check your graph and it would go like really high for 2 days and then dip way low.
Yeah.
You know, this new watch, though, like it tells me every hour, like, hey, you
get
need
up.
To move.
Yeah.
You haven't done it in a while.
You haven't moved in a while. Are you dead?
Are you alive?
Like, I actually have to, like, it puts up a button, like, hey, it gives me, like, an exercise example. It's like, just you want to do like a torso twist or something real quick, just something you could do at your desk, because you need to move.
It should ask like, are you still binging Netflix?
Are you still binging nothing?
Netflix.
Are you? No, I'm just saying it's possible. Are you still binging doing nothing?
Yeah.
I like the Wii games that used to say, like, hey, take a break every once in a while from all this physical life.
You mean standing here?
Yeah, no.
Waving the remote?
It's Warcraft that would say, like, don't stay in Warcraft for too long, kids. Go outside. See your friends.
No, it doesn't.
It does. On the load screen?
I don't read the load screen.
You also don't read the quests.
That is true.
I remember specifically World of Warcraft back in the day used to, like, send you a message like, hey, you've been on for a while.
You okay?
Like, maybe you should log out for a half hour or so.
You've been on for 17 hours. You've only leveled up once. Something's going on.
See, that, I always, you know, kind of responded the same way, like, to myself and not to anyone in particular. You know, I'll do what I want. I'll tell you when I've had enough. Wow.
Yeah. Let me check my bank account. Yep, I paid you already, so shut the fuck up. I'll do what I want in your virtual world.
I paid you not paying outside to play.
I go outside for free. It's not $15 a month to go outside and dick around.
Right.
Truth.
Miss WoW, though. I started playing it last night on my Shield. My NVIDIA Shield, but it is not set up to do controller. You can plug a mouse and keyboard into it, and you can set it to use a controller, but I haven't yet. But it runs pretty well. I played Overwatch on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, yep. Which was nice. I played Ashe for the first time.
Oh, she is so much fun.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm telling you guys this, and like you guys already know, and I don't know if you still do it on Nerd Up as much, but in Overwatch news.
No.
We haven't
unless
done it in a
while.
Bring
it up.
Yeah,
Ash was awesome. She was a lot of fun.
She's so much fun.
Allie watched me play, and she's like, "You didn't die once." I'm like,
"I know."
She's badass.
I love her.
Yeah, I got I finally got to play Ash for the first time in like a game of Mystery Heroes, and like I spawned as Ash, and I did not die in Mystery
Heroes.
That's
such a good feeling.
Yeah, I started running train on everybody. I'm like, "Oh, all this time is Anna has prepped me."
Yeah. I kept playing her in Junkenstein's Revenge, Anna. So then when like Ash came out, I was like, I kind of know how to snipe now. Good thing they don't need healing because I still fucked that up. So now I'm just going crazy without it.
Yeah, but you throw that dynamite, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And then her robot's name, Bob.
I know.
Yeah, no, I actually, like, whenever we got the video for it, because did you ever watch the video intro for Ash? She actually get like
if it's not Warcraft, I don't.
I think I just watched the short. Well, most of the short with McCree. The video kept fucking up on me.
Oh yeah, that's the video I'm talking
about.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
And whenever they were doing that video, like they show off Ash and Bob, and I was like, oh, I would love it if we had this big old Omnic because it's a big robot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I would love another Omnic in the game, especially like Bob looks awesome,
yeah.
Or that like sniper Omnic looked really cool.
And mm-hmm. His name's Bob.
Bob. Yeah.
How she calls him.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It makes me happy.
Just like screams.
The first time I used him, I didn't even notice him at first because
he
goes so quick.
Yeah.
Like he just charges just across really quick and does that. Yeah.
He just comes out of nowhere and starts plowing into people.
Until you fuck it up and throw it the wrong way. Not that I've ever done it.
I've captured points with Bob.
Like, yeah,
it's
kinda
cool.
Right?
Send him out to do it.
Yeah, like because he'll, you can send him into a point and he can capture it by himself.
Clutch.
But, I mean, he's also not extremely smart because he's AI.
He just goes one direction and then gets stuck.
The team can kill him. But while the team's focusing on him, if you're nearby, you could just like, pink, pink, pink. All right.
Apparently, I could get banned for playing this on my Shield because Blizzard has a rule where you can't use cloud-based gaming to play their games. So I'm running a risk every time I boot it up.
Huh.
But that's how I live. I live dangerously.
But you're still paying them. It's not like you're...
Well, I guess their fear is that hackers could use it. Like, you could manipulate it in some way. I don't know. But someone asked... This is the most irritating thing, because I looked it up. All right, if NVIDIA Shield doesn't want you to use Warcraft or any of Battle.net on their device, then why is it one of the first options when you go to games is Battle.net? Like, you would think Blizzard would tell them to take that down, right?
Yeah, I don't understand why. Because if anything, it's a disadvantage to play it on a Shield, because it streams it to the device as opposed to playing it on the device. So there's built-in delay, not much, but
any little delay in especially in a Twitch shooter,
right? Yeah, and like in a game that's as fast-paced as Overwatch, like that's
right.
Yeah.
I think it's more for the WoW stuff. Because I saw WoW specifically. I didn't see anything about Overwatch.
I would believe WoW just because like there's probably some weird shenanigans you can pull there. Well, because I know like just WoW in general, they don't like you playing that on anything but a Windows or Mac-based PC because I know a lot of people were getting banned from World of Warcraft for playing in a Windows emulator inside Linux, because WoW doesn't support Linux.
That sounds like some shit Billy would do.
I mean, if you have a Linux box, like if you have a machine that runs Linux, there's a lot of stuff that only runs in Windows, so you emulate Windows. You can even do that on like your Windows PC if you
so
want.
So I can get on my Windows PC and emulate Windows?
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you going to refry some beans? Why don't you fry that shit up right the first time?
I actually did that on my Windows PC. I emulated Windows 95 because if you remember, I was talking about that site Abandonware a while back.
Yeah.
There was a couple of games that only worked on like Windows 95 and Windows 98. So I emulated Windows 95 so that I could play some of those old games real quick.
You just use DOSBox?
Something similar to that, yeah.
I remember when our PC died, and so my parents bought a Mac, and I was like, I can't play Diablo 2 on this. I was so upset because I was like, man, this looks so cool. And then I'm like, I can't play Diablo. It was really upsetting. And I was like, fuck Mac for the longest time.
I'm still like, fuck Mac.
And then that's when I bought, I don't guess I knew you, but I bought like a Gateway laptop. And the motherfucker at Best Buy was like, oh yeah, you can play any game on this. Could not fucking play Diablo 2. It was like a black screen half the time. Oh, I was so pissed. I was like, fuck you, Best Buy. Back of my shit list anyways. I should have always stayed on the shit list after that.
But it's like, I do not think I knew you when you played Diablo 2.
But it played
2,
WoW. So. Which baffled me that it couldn't handle Diablo 2. Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure my keys can run Diablo 2.
Yeah, no, it baffled me. I was like,
Lindsay's notebook
okay,
there can run Diablo 2. And it's analog. It ain't even digital.
Not this like goddamn analog. Gateway I had.
Nothing worse than getting a laptop that won't play what you want because there is no upgrading it.
Yeah.
Like
you can upgrade the memory.
Yeah.
And the hard drive sometimes.
Yeah.
But with stuff like Shield, that's the great thing about it. Like you're playing someone else's PC.
Yeah, I mean they're actually talking about like that's going to be the future of gaming. So, Xbox, like they're going to release a dirt cheap model of the next Xbox system that will rely completely on streaming games to the console.
So what is Shield?
It's so they came out with Shield. This is actually kind of an interesting story. They came out with Shield a long time ago. It's an NVIDIA thing. And the
this
original
is his second one, technically.
Sort of, yeah. Technically, she's right. Because the first NVIDIA Shield was a handheld. Imagine a 360 controller.
Okay.
But with a little screen on it, like a DS screen. Okay. And you flip it open. And you could it was an Android device, so you could play Android games. But why I wanted it was because you could also stream your PC to it. So if I wanted to like when Lindsay and I were in our bedroom, if I wanted to play Saints Row 4 on my PC.
I'm pretty sure we drove to Carbondale.
We did drive to Carbondale and saw Shonda, who remembered me, which blew my mind. But the problem was it just didn't work very well. Like you had to have it plugged in to the actual Ethernet, and it just didn't work very well. So I ended up selling it for more than I paid for it, which was great because I didn't feel bad. This one's like, imagine if my phone was maybe twice as big.
Okay. It's like a tablet.
Yeah, but it's not, it's just a box. It's like, it's a game console, basically.
It's about the size of like a little bit smaller than like a VHS, like an old VHS cassette.
And you plug it into your TV, and I got it for Android TV because I have YouTube television, which is extremely hard to get on anything other than like an Xbox One. Because Sony doesn't allow it because of PlayStation View.
Yeah.
Fire Stick doesn't use it because apparently they don't want to
have their Amazon TV or Kindle TV or whatever it is.
But it's also, like before, you can stream your PC to it. You can also use it for emulator. Apparently it's the best emulator you can get, which is another reason I got it. But so it has a thing called GeForce Now, which instead of streaming it from your PC, it's like Netflix. So I can go on, like Fallout 76 is on there. All I had to do was put in my account
that
information
you've owned it.
That I owned it. And I can stream it right to that NVIDIA Shield on ultra settings on my TV with no computer.
So you can play like 4K?
Yeah. And you can also plug keyboard and mouse into it. So for like WoW and stuff, you can actually
into
play
the
it.
Box, yep. I guess.
So like,
is that how you have to have like a wired controller for it? You can like sync an Xbox controller.
You can sync an
to
Xbox.
It?
Yeah, but it comes with a wireless controller, which is kind of funky because it's very geometric looking.
It's very stylized. Yeah. Like it has like it looks like a low poly contraption.
But you can press a button on it and talk to it, which is neat. I like talking to things.
And it's called Shield?
NVIDIA
Shield. NVIDIA Shield. Yeah, it's super neat.
Yeah, I really love it. That's part of the reason I got rid of my PS4, because it gathered dust, and this is my new toy.
But basically, the idea is just that you have to have like a really good internet connection, because what you're doing is you're playing the game remotely.
Yeah, like Netflix, except imagine if you had to press buttons for Netflix. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're streaming, like the buttons are being like, are going out over the network, and like the video's coming back.
Yeah. But it works extremely well. Like I've had next to zero problems with it.
Yeah.
Fallout 76 gets a little, like every once in a while it'll tell me my connection's slow, but I've played other games that work just fine, and like the Blizzard app worked just fine. I had no lag on Overwatch. There wasn't even a microsecond delay, which felt like, maybe I'm wrong, but it felt really good. I'd like for you to try it and tell me what you think at some point. But yeah, it's really cool. And this is not just a plug for NVIDIA Shield.
They're really not that expensive either.
$200 for the... You can get a bigger one that has a bigger hard drive, but you can also just put an SD card in it or a hard drive. So they really don't recommend
it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw a video by, I think, it was either ETA Prime or Spawnwave. They did a video saying that it is the best emulation you can get, because it can emulate GameCube, it can emulate like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you can throw on the apparently it supports the Dolphin emulator.
Yeah.
So you can actually do, like GameCube and Wii.
And then I found out about GeForce Now. I've got my Steam hooked up through it. So like we were in here the other day and I was playing Tekken 7 and all this other stuff that you can just stream straight to your box. Dang. So if you don't have a computer, mm-hmm. but you want to play computer games, it's a great option.
As long as you have a really good internet connection.
Yeah, you have to have a solid internet connection, which I've got Charter. Like, it's not like Charter.
Can you Ethernet it, or is it?
You can Ethernet it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I do it wirelessly and it's fine. Ethernet's recommended.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to get drop packets if you, like,
especially
for Wi-Fi.
Especially when school comes back into session.
Now, imagine if we lived somewhere where the internet was better, like anywhere else in the world.
Or if we lived anywhere where Google Fiber exists, because
aren't
they're at least.
Are they supposed to be doing that here?
We're getting fiber from Charter, but not Google.
Is it better, though?
Probably it's
gonna.
I mean, it should be the same, like Charter, because I know there are parts of Cape Girardeau County right now where you can get gig fiber, not very many, and you can't, like, I don't think as a like an average consumer, I don't think you can get it. But yeah, I would really, really like it to happen. I would like to move somewhere where Google Fiber exists, because gigabit internet at a really reasonable price.
That'd be like, nice.
Yeah. No, well, it's.
What about butt pads?
I don't know. But I know Kevin Schenkelberg has Google Fiber.
You just sound so angry
about
it.
I don't know. No. No, I just wanted to move.
Has butt pads?
I just wanted to move right past butt
that.
Pads. What?
Huh?
What about butt pads?
What about butt pads? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Who do I know who
we're
has butt
looking
pads?
Looking at you?
Hank Hill.
Hank Hill does have butt
he
pads.
He does have butt pads.
He needs it for his back.
Well, he ain't got no butt.
He ain't got no butt.
He's the most non-butt-happy person in the world. Lindsay, we've talked a lot about nerdy stuff here. What's going on in your world? You got about 10 minutes. Tell us what's going on in your world lately.
I'm on vacation.
Yay!
Not from this show, though.
And all I have done is clean and taken care of chores.
At least you didn't have to clean up the cat vomit yesterday.
No, but I did scrub the shower, and it was disgusting.
Well, it wasn't cat vomit, though.
No, it wasn't.
It was mostly skin. Some ejaculation, I'm sure. Mostly from Bob, if it makes you feel better.
It doesn't.
No, Bob uses the bottom shower, so it was all my ejaculate.
Ejaculate.
You know, something for cleaning a shower that I did, so I saw it on the internet in one of those videos that you see on Facebook all the time,
mm-hmm.
of grabbing one of those like dish scrubbers that you can put the soap in the back of.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You take off that like back soap part.
Uh-huh.
And you get just a bolt and whatnot, and you attach it to a drill.
Shit.
Oh, so it's like...
It becomes a power scrubber.
I mean, which is fine, except that our shower is janky as I'll get out in the apartment, and I had to be careful in what I was doing because half the tiles are, like, bulging out from the damn wall. Yeah.
I didn't even know that, and I live there.
Well,
it's
anyway.
A black mold on
well,
the
ceiling.
Well,
you're too busy doing other things. Look
masturbating
at the
in
tiles.
The shower.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. Do we want to talk about that? We don't want to talk about that.
No.
I find it harder to masturbate in the shower.
Yet he
went
ahead
and
did it.
It's the water. Oh. Like the water hitting me. Like no, I need my
water,
penis to be as dry as possible.
Water is not a good lubricant.
It is not. It's just I shrink up immediately, and no amount of fantasizing.
Maybe you should stop taking cold showers.
I can't have
Why
sex
would
in
you
the
want to
have sex in the shower?
Hard.
Yeah,
it's
not fun. It's hard.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's awkward. I've had success.
There's nothing enjoyable about it.
Make it look so good.
Yeah,
which no, is the such lies. Lies.
It's so
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, those fuckers yeah. lie.
Of course, sex in the movies is like any position at any time. Go. Real life is not that easy. Yeah. It takes preparation, crying,
some coordination.
I've only had sex successfully in the shower like 3 times. Once was with someone on the show right now. I won't name, but it was in the
it
shower.
It was me.
It was in the shower.
Shannon
where
did not like where I put it.
What? Well, fair play. You gotta let me put it there too.
I'm surprised you could find where with like water getting in your eye and stuff.
Well, we're not putting our face in the fucking hose while we do it.
Right. We're much taller than you.
And the best part about it was that Stephanie was in the hotel room while we were doing it. And I like to think that she sat on the bed hearing it and just meeping to herself uncomfortably.
Oh. As the just hearing from the...
Just the...
Oh, my God.
Meep, 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 meep. She covered
That's
her
so
ears.
That's so fucked up.
And meeped.
That's so fucked up.
Loudly. Otherwise, though, no, it's just a disaster.
Nah, I'm 0 for 1.
Shower sex is a disaster. Oh, I keep trying and I keep failing.
I tried it once. It went horribly. I will never try it again.
You can at least foreplay in it, though.
Oh, foreplay in shower. Foreplay is fine. Yeah, that's good.
And then, you're already naked.
Well, I don't shower naked.
You dry off real quick and then...
You shower shorts? You never
with the shirt on.
But then you're backwards because you like went to get clean and then you just got dirty.
I mean...
Like a loop and then you got to go get clean.
How did you get dirty?
You get sweat and fluids.
Do you not get sweaty when you're having sex?
I do. They don't. That's the problem. There has been legitimate parts.
Well, you might have problems, and if you're doing all the work, that sucks for you.
It really does. There have been times, and this is no joke, where I will be on top of a girl who I won't mention who might be on the show now. And I've literally started sweating downward. And I sweat once, and it hit right in their face, and she blinked like, oh, God. And I was like, I'm done. I can't. I'm embarrassed. I became a eunuch at that point.
She had to put on the jean shorts, and he never took them off.
Until he ripped the crotch out of them.
I blew the crotch right out. I've come to discover as I get older that sex itself is just a pain in the ass. There are so many better things you could do with your time.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I mean, I still enjoy it, you know, but... It gets to the point where it's like, make love to me. And I'm just like, Smash Brothers. Pizza. I just ate that whole bucket of chicken.
It's Sex and Super Smash. There's literally a song about it.
Wait,
it's
what?
One of Mandy's
sex
favorite
and
songs.
Super Smash.
Is there,
it's a song.
Oh, I thought you meant
it's
there was
one
a song
of Mandy's favorite
in
songs
Smash
of all time.
Called Sex.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, there's just a song called Sex and Super Smash Brothers.
I'm going to have to look that up.
It's great.
That sounds interesting.
I love it.
I keep hoping that once I get in better shape, sex will be better for me. Because it's that part of, like, she has her clothes off, and now my clothes are coming off, but I don't want them to come off. I want her to just be naked, and I'll be fully dressed.
It doesn't really work that way.
It doesn't really work that way.
I mean, you can still have a shirt on, I guess.
I'm not even that bad. It's the perception of what I must look like to someone else.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if they're in there with you, then like they're good with it.
If I give them the money, then they have no choice but to be there with me. But I could still be considerate. You know?
Just do it with the lights off.
People do it with the lights on?
Then things get jammed in the wrong holes, and I have to ask him to be gentle.
I was going to say, if they're smart, they'll guide it to the right hole, but...
No, I like to go in just like, I'm thrusting somewhere. It better be the right place.
He just fucking jumps at it, like pelvic thrust!
It's like, show me your moves, and I just go forward.
Whichever hole it lands in, it's fine.
And that's another
look on Mandy's face.
And that's another danger of the shower. Because when you're all soaped up and you're rubbing, you're like, I'm going to play against this. And then it just slips up the wrong hole, Lindsay.
And that is not fine.
Yeah.
Then the tears and that, like, no crying shampoo.
And then no
matter.
Sex for a while.
Yeah.
Because you done fucked up.
Some people do that on purpose.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
Some people enjoy it.
It's sad.
Some people. Goddamn, the thing Hunter. The thing Hunter posted. Did you see the thing Hunter posted in the group chat?
Yeah, it did. That was fucked up too.
It was this girl. It was like Twitter or Tumblr or something. And she put, I don't understand gay guys. Girls have buttholes too. And then the thing below it said, gay percentages drop and it goes to 0%.
Oh my God.
That was fucked up.
That was most of the entertainment of my day.
We're good.
No. I'm done.
I don't know if you saw it on Reddit. I think it was under like crappy design or asshole design, but it said like we don't like, and then gays, and then it says are welcomed here, and it was something with like Colorado Springs. So it was like really misleading, and it was supposed to be something about Wheel of Fortune's clues or something, but. I don't know. It was fucking weird and hurt. Like the top comment was, I don't know how to read this. And I was like, yeah.
Is it one of those like don't dead open inside like situations?
Don't open inside.
Yeah, because there's actually a subreddit. I think it's called just like don't dead open inside, and it's because it's from that Walking Dead episode.
Don't open inside, or whatever
it was. Yeah, basically like that kind of design where like if you're reading left to right, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't know if it was in crappy design or asshole design, but
a lot of asshole talk tonight. And Dalton's not even here.
Dalton does love the butthole.
Who Bloop. Doesn't?
Bloop.
Oh, that's the alley that anal bead noise. Lindsay, you're awfully quiet about all this anal talk.
Yeah.
I find most women are quiet around that kind of talk.
I feel like I have upset. This is the bad chair. People that sit in the chair next to me on the right get the angriest.
No.
Maybe you two need to swap 1 week.
Back your angry eyes.
I mean, I'm not angry. This just isn't my topic to discuss.
Plus,
I
feel like you are. Mandy get pretty angry from that chair.
But I feel like I feel like Lindsay would be the best person to discuss this as a woman who people are pursuing your anal cavity. That it would be, you would be, you know.
You do realize you're digging this. Yourself deeper, right?
I'm trying to, if you know what I mean. Because you got to get it in pretty far before you feel it.
Oh my God.
It's like a sponge, too. You think it would fit in easier, but the blood gets, especially my blood, because as you know, it rockets through me. like a bullet train.
It's a little better now, but before like it's certainly if Shannon ever cut a vein, you could use it as a water saw.
Well, this is the content people come for.
That's right.
We only got a few minutes left.
It's been a while since we've had a train wreck.
We had no topic, so you knew it was going to happen.
Again, the end of it definitely took a turn.
The only topic we had was that Shannon was at Sleep CD Stores. No idea what that meant.
Ass sleep.
All sleep. Sleep.
I legitimately forgot that today was Thursday because my week is fucked up.
I know.
Yeah, man.
Tuesday felt like Sunday. Wednesday felt like Monday. I don't know what today is.
Yeah, it's real bad.
I just realized today that I call my mom every Monday on my way home from work because she likes that. And she gets to talk to me and whatever. I call her every Monday. I worked Monday. I called her Monday. I also called her yesterday, and I talked to her yesterday.
Happy Monday.
Well, I didn't say, I just had a regular conversation with her and whatnot, and then I went home. It wasn't until today on my way home that I realized today is Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday. What's that?
We will officially have a 23-19 this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Monsters, Inc.
Oh, cool.
I thought you meant the year 23-19, so we're not going to see that.
23-19. We have a 23-19.
23-19.
I don't recall that.
That's because you didn't watch Monsters, Inc.
That's a fantastic movie.
I think I've watched Monsters, Inc.
You haven't. You watched Monsters University with me.
I actually have still not seen Monsters University.
It's okay. Entertaining. You can borrow it if you want.
All right.
Thank you, Tom. Go watch Bird Box so you can join in the hate.
I do need to watch that, but Did you guys watch Bird Box first?
You and Justin?
I've seen part of it. We've seen part of it.
You're probably not missing much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really weird, the parts we saw. And I mean, we did just dive in the middle. So it's just really confusing when the whole group would be together. And then all of a sudden, Sandra Bullock is on a boat with her two kids.
You're just in a house
with them. And then they're back in the car that they painted with them. And they're back on the fucking boat. And you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Mandy didn't know that that's how the movie started. So she's just like, this is terrible continuity. Like, fucking amateurs directed this shit. I've made better films. Whoa.
Lil Fitty Productions.
Lil Fitty in the shower.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that Justin Smart sex tape to come out. Call it Dieter 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Dieter 2, the Electric Boogaloo. Back in the back.
Mike oh, still makes Mandy. Fun of him. No.
Mandy, you got to no! get ready.
No.
It's back in the back.
No, nothing back going on. Nope. Bye.
I wish Justin was here because he'd be smiling over there, nodding real hard. I know him.
He's like, no.
Mm-mm. Like, well, since somebody else brought it up,
yeah. Let's have a conversation, baby.
It doesn't even sound like that.
No, that sounded like Elvis in a way.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do a Sykeston accent because it's not much different than a New Madrid accent.
New Madrid.
Yeah,
if New only Madrid. That's what it was called.
All right, before we get out of here, because we're out of time, before we get out of here, we talked about Mean Gene Okerlund passed away yesterday. It's extremely sad. Also yesterday passed away Super Dave Osborne, the actor that played him, I think it's Bob Einstein. I can never pronounce his last name correctly. Jesse, you tell me how to pronounce it, because I always want to say Einstein.
That's what I thought it was.
I also always thought it was Einstein.
Is it Einstein?
Yeah, it's Bob Einstein.
I thought for whatever reason there was no N at the beginning. There was like Einstein, not Einstein. Yeah, Bob Einstein passed away, who portrayed Super Dave Osborne in one of my absolute favorite, like the cartoon. Lindsay, I know you grew up with that cartoon too.
Yeah.
Fox 23. Also the live action segments he would always do. And did you ever watch Super Dave?
Nope.
He was like he was basically Jackass before there was Jackass.
Yeah.
He was the evil Knievel, but he couldn't do it right.
Yeah, I want to say like I've seen clips and stuff of it, but.
But that's all. I just want to mention he passed away because that's very sad. Also, the captain from Captain Antonio passed away, but I have no idea what that means. I'm very sad about it, but I heard the name Captain Antonio. I have no idea what. I guess they're musicians.
Yeah.
Looking but is it, honestly, you, my only knowledge of Captain Antonio, like it gets mentioned in the oh god, what is the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's an internet video that went around in the early aughts.
Oh.
It's the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny.
I know there was a sketch epic. Comedy thing they did on there too. I forget which series it was though.
I have to look that up. But very very unfortunate week for a couple of big celebrities. All 76, which is really creepy. Fallout 76.
Ooh.
Oh, the game released, tanked, and took a bunch of famous people with it.
The three people that passed away.
But they waited until the new year.
the three people that passed away were all 76. Fallout 76 got taken down the same day.
Oh,
like
snap.
Offline.
It's a bunch of 76s just down.
Tanner's somewhere right now. Tanner's is falling out of his bucket. Wondering what the fuck's going on. All right, we're out of here. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Sunday for Nerd Up. Take care of yourselves. And if you're going to have sex in the shower, always remember to...
It's not a good lubricant.
Water is not a lubricant. Bring lube with you. How do your vaginas not dry up in the shower? Like, that's a topic for another day. Next week, Mandy Kennedy's going to tell us all about her...
I'm definitely not.
Her shower vagina. All right, you guys have a great weekend.
God damn it.
Later.